Well, Tom O'Sullivan, first of all, it is great to meet you. You're a man, you're 90 years young. You tell us where you were born, Tom, and tell us about your time as a young boy.
I was born in Arnamblaw, Kilcommon, Killarney, County Kerry. And as a young boy, my father and my mother, both teachers. My father taught in a school in 3 miles away in Clashendran, that's Kilcommon. And my mother taught in the school 100 yards down the road.
So down the line, of course, it was inevitable you were going to become a teacher. We'd become to that later. But how many were in your family when you were growing up? Tell us who they were.
There was Peggy, Jack, Dan, Kitty and Thomas.
How was life like for the young Tom Sullivan growing up in Kilcommon? Was it hard and were you well off or were things very, very tough?
No, I think we were fairly well off and fairly, you know, things weren't tough. The teacher's sons didn't have it very tough anyway.
Yeah.
And I suppose that all the times might have been hard, if you know what I mean, but by and large, we were comfortable and reasonably happy. We had a pony and trap that took us to Killarney, and we had a pony and trap that took us to church.
Lovely. I suppose the excursions by pony and trap into Killarney were a big thing. What are your memories of coming into Killarney, Tom, as a young boy?
These were a Saturday event.
Yeah.
Every Saturday.
Yeah.
As regularly as clockwork.
Yeah.
You tackled your pony, you attach it to the trap, and you sat in your trap and headed for the Killarney, the 8 miles along the Boggy Road, we used to call it, first of all, and then they came across the like a lake, and past the lake, and it took 8 miles. It took about 3 quarters of an hour to get to Killarney.
Yeah.
Pony and trap.
And now, when you landed in Killarney, then of course the pony and trap had to be parked somewhere, and the shopping had to be done.
Yeah, right. Well, my mother was born in 28 High Street, Killarney. Back at that was a stable. The O'Neills were carriers at the time.
Oh, yeah.
And there were stables and the rest of that, so we had no problem with the pony and trap. You just put it on the backyard, and the pony's been in the stable, and the trap is in the back. Very simple.
What would the young O'Sullivans be doing when the shopping was going on? How would you spend your day?
Me, the youngest, or the owner. Yeah, you mean at home?
No, around Killarney, would you be in and out of the shops and things?
No. I wasn't a great shopper. No, I didn't. Yeah. It wasn't a regular kind of thing. My Saturday was. I mean, the parents went out to town and went out usually hunting rabbits or something.
Yeah. What about schooling then, Tom? What schools did you go to?
The school was just 100 yards, more, couple of, just 100 yards down the road for the National School.
Yeah.
That was the first age 14, and the seminary in Killarney.
Yeah.
And that was it. Then a couple of years in university, and that was the story.
Yeah. Now, of course, football, like every young Kerry fella, football would take a big interest in your life. Mm-hmm. When did you become interested first in football? And I presume you played with Kilcommon.
Oh, gosh, yes, I played with Kilcommon. Now, I'll tell you a very interesting man that influenced me. We had a priest in the same called Bobby Murphy.
Yeah. I remember him.
You remember Bobby? Okay. He would have it and kick it out Tom Sullivan's wing.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that story?
I didn't know.
No, that's a story. He got up Tom Sullivan's wing.
Yeah.
But anyway, I was playing right half back.
With the Sim, how did you do when you were playing with the Sim? Did you win any Munsters?
We didn't win the Munster Cup, we won the Kerry Cup.
Yeah.
We beat the Christians.
The Green and Tralee.
Yeah.
Any names of your teammates or people you went to school with, Tom, that would come to your memory?
Tom Splatt.
Yeah.
O'Leary, I forgot what name.
Be Timmy O'Leary?
O'Leary, what is his first name?
It makes no difference. But in the Munster Cup then, in the Munster Championship, how did you do? You didn't win it.
I don't know, we must have. I think St. Brendan must have won the Munster Championship because I remember we were going, as I just said, we had. I got an infection in the heel, and the same was supposed to be playing the Ulster champions.
Oh, in the All-Ireland semi-final.
Exactly.
So you cried off.
Couldn't play.
Yeah, yeah. Were you bored on the sim?
No, not really.
No. You came in every day?
I boarded.
Oh, you boarded there. Mm-hmm. How was life as a boarder in the Sim, and how was the grub there and things like that?
Oh, no, don't speak
tough.
About it.
Tough? Don't speak about it?
I don't speak about the grub. No, so actually, it wasn't that bad. I mean, no, there was,
but if it wasn't that bad, it wasn't that good either.
Right. That's the best way to put it.
Yes, yeah. Did
you
enjoy your years there?
By and large, I did. Did, you know. Yeah. I did enjoy it.
Now, so, you were playing with the Sim. You were a renowned footballer at a young age, and you got on the Kerry Miners. Tell us about your years with the Kerry Miners. Roughly, it was around 1940. What? 40? 41?
41.
Yeah.
41. Great. There was a great kid under the minor team. It was fantastic.
Yeah.
Lift, and we beat Cork, and we beat, you know, Clare or somebody or other.
Yeah.
But, and then we were on to the semi-final. This is, I say, where I got the infection in the heel.
Right.
And they went to, when they went to play Mayo, and that's where they were beaten.
Yeah,
the Munsters of that year.
No, you got a Munster medal, and tell us what became of the medal.
My dear mother made it into a brooch.
Brooch, yeah.
And wore it manfully.
Yeah.
That was it. That was the medal.
And what became of it since? Is it still around?
The what?
Is the medal still around?
Oh, gosh, no. I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. I know.
Yeah. Did you immigrate then shortly after that, Tom? Give us an idea.
I went to England, and as I say, about. And eventually I have an uncle in America called Thomas, my same name as myself.
Yeah.
And he suggested that perhaps I might do better in America than I was doing in England.
Yeah.
So off to America I went.
Yeah.
To Boston College, they went to Boston College there after that, and they got a degree there. And that was it.
Yeah. But you came back to England then, didn't you?
Came back to England, I came home. While I was in England, I met my wife, Agnes. And for 8 years, I was over in America, communicating in a kind of a way.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I arrived home in 58, I think it was. And my sister, Loretta, she was Sister Retna, she's my older sister. She said, what about Agnes? I said, are you going to see her? I suppose I should. So anyway, I did. I went to see Agnes.
Yeah.
And went to Agnes' house. The Father Cronin now appears here in this scene too. Dan Cronin is from Guinea-Willa.
Right.
He was a neighbour of ours. I knew him very well, a great friend. Kind of a relative, or so he claimed. I don't know whether a relative or not. But anyway, I arrived in England and I went to Agnes's house, and Dan Cronin told me where Agnes lived, showed me the house, brought me to the house. I went up the stairs, and her sister Betty opened the door. And the first thing she said, "Go upstairs. The living room is upstairs."
Yeah.
They come upstairs a bit with me too. A surprise. But there we go anyway. Upstairs, and in the meantime, the family had been out shopping, and like, somebody came home. Somebody down the stairs and said, "Thomas is here." I said, "Who, Thomas? Thomas O'Sullivan."
Yeah.
So I can just go upstairs and that was it.
Yeah, lovely. That was beautiful. You went to Scotland for your wife. You didn't come to Killarney. And you had two children, is that right?
Yeah.
And you have your grandchildren all now. But all through your life, and when you became a teacher, and how long were you teaching then, Tom?
Oh, crikey.
Roughly?
About 10 years,
yeah.
Yeah.
But all through your life, you kept a great interest in Kerry football, and you came home to matches. Talk about your love for Kerry football, and you passed that on to your family and your grandchildren.
That was ingrained. That came from my dad. The Kerry Kildare matches that he used to recite and talk to about. He went to every Kerry Kildare match.
Yeah.
And he, you know, talked about it.
Yeah.
Digging spuds and all the rest of it. Yeah, yeah. Tell me about the final and semi-final. They were tremendous years, actually, weren't they? Kerry Kildare.
And you have vivid memories of the Fitzgerald Stadium in Killarney opening in 1936.
Indeed, I have very vivid memories, because I was sitting up, would you believe, in the terrace up on the terrace?
Yes.
Right, sitting up there, watching the workmen.
Right.
these were inmates, in actual fact, were laying the turf.
In St. Finan's Hospital, yeah?
Yeah, right, St. Finan's Hospital. Yeah. They were laying the turf in the present stadium in Killarney.
Yeah. That's gone back to the early 30s. And were you there for the opening of it in 36?
When did the actual yes, day? Yeah. Of course, it was a massive day. The place was packed.
Yeah.
The place was packed.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic day there.
Yeah. And you also played with the Dr. Crokes, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Played with the Crokes for a while.
And you played with Castle Island?
I did.
Yeah.
I played with Castle Island too. Yeah.
That was the year they won the county championship in 1951, but you weren't on the actual winning team.
I wasn't. Yeah. I wasn't on the winning team. I don't know. Now forget how that went. There was some kind of, thinking of a mistake anyway.
Now, for all those years that you were away living in England, you kept well in touch with the Kerry the Kerry football team.
Yeah.
You listened to the games and you came home. Tell us an idea of how you kept in touch with Kerry.
Through radio. Yeah. Through radio. If Kerry were playing, I wanted to know the result. Just interested in it. No matter whether it was in America or anywhere else, I wanted to know the results of the Kerry, of the Kerry team.
Your wife told me a story that you were sitting out in the back garden one day and the only place you could pick up the match was out in the back and it was flogging rain and you were sitting under an umbrella listening to Kerry playing. Is that right?
I've done that, yeah. That's very easy to do.
Yeah?
That's very easy. No problem.
Yeah.
No problem. Every match we played, I was listening to it.
Yeah.
Rain or shine.
What great Kerry names come to your mind, Tom?
Augustus Paddy Kennedy.
Yeah.
Be one of them. Sean Brosnan. The Lions were good footballers.
The Lions of Cluny.
The Lions of Cluny were good footballers.
Of
course, there was Joe Barrickers back before that time. Yeah. But
what do you think of the football today and the present generation?
It's a kind of a new code now, and it's a different game.
Different it is, yeah.
Different game. Yeah. In my dad's game, it was just catch and kick. That was the name of the game we played.
Yes.
Now there's a lot of hand passing and the rest of it in just change, you know.
Yeah.
It's changed dramatically.
You
Bobby Murphy and the same with Heckman Ripper used to say. Heckman Ripper used to say if you didn't kick the ball in, if a fella was if you're diddling about trying to pick it. Yeah. Pick it up or something, you say, hey, man, repeat that. Of course, you kick the ball, never mind, I pick you up. But
you also came home a lot to matches and you brought your son Tim with you, is that right? You'll get home after, would you?
As often as I could.
Yeah. When were you at the last All Ireland?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, Tim, when was there? Huh?
Last year against Dublin?
Yeah, of course, that's right.
Yeah.
He takes me now, you know. Yeah.
What do you think of the new Croke Park? The new stadium.
I prefer the old one.
Did you? Yeah. More traditional.
More traditional.
More traditional. You saw your first All Ireland what year? 55? You attended?
Your first All Ireland, you travelled with your father to Marseille.
Must be.
Now, Tom, you get home fairly often to Killarney. You're here in the Ross Hotel, the beautiful Ross Hotel, right in the heart of Killarney.
Right.
And it's run by Padraig Tracy and his family, one of the best hotels in the country. Mm. But you're coming here a long time, aren't you?
Yep. Long, long time is right. Yeah. The Tracys, of course, are kind of family members.
Yeah.
Padraig Tracy took over from my father in the school in Annablaugh.
Marcus Tracy.
Yeah.
What does it mean to you then coming back to Killarney? What does it.
You're coming home.
Good stuff, Of course, you've seen tremendous changes and the town has changed completely, hasn't it?
Dramatically.
Yeah. Dramatically. What's the biggest change?
Gosh, I don't know. The whole scene has changed, You see horses and carts and donkeys and everything else from the old days, Completely different, completely changed.
And of course, where we are here in the Ross Hotel now, directly across the road here, is where the Jarvis have their stand. Mm-hmm. And they have been always there, haven't they?
They have been for as long as I can remember.
As long as
I can remember, they were always there.
Yeah. When you come home now, Tom, and you're here today now, and as you say, you're in your 90th year, do you think back, does your memory wander down memory lane and go back through the decades? And can you, when you look out or walk around, do you see different people?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah,
being
yeah.
A sentimental person.
Yeah, yes, I am actually.
Yeah,
yeah, I am.
Yeah,
I like seeing old friends and meeting them and the rest of it, and yeah, you know.
And is there many old friends around now?
Oh gosh, they're dwindling. They're yeah, dwindling fast. Now. They're dwindling now, and they're, yeah, yeah. Life does that, doesn't it?
Yeah. How would you sum up Killarney? What does it mean to you?
I think it's always home to me.
Yes, yeah.
Home to me. My mother was born here, and I was,
yeah,
you know, coming pony and trap to Killarney every Saturday. Yeah, yeah. You know.
Now, your son's name is Tim. What's your daughter's name?
Madeline.
Madeline. And what about your how many grandchildren have you?
I've got
yeah,
two of them at least.
Yeah.
Two.
Yeah,
yeah,
and two four. Here, two with you, yeah, Finger and you have two with you, and you have four all together, yeah.
Four all together,
that's right, yeah, yeah, yeah. And of course, it is great to have them visiting you, and they add a great spice to your life, don't they?
Oh, gosh, yes. They keep you young, don't they?
Yeah, yeah. Finally, Tom, before as we finish up, what's the secret of Kerry football? Why is Kerry football always so great, and why is it always on top?
I suppose they're inventors of the code, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think they're the people who carry football is, you know,
yeah.
I don't think there's anything like it, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Who's the greatest Kerry footballer you ever saw?
Paddy Kennedy.
Paddy Kennedy, yeah. Great midfielder, wasn't he?
One of the best.
Yes, yeah.
One of the best, yeah.
Now, come here, Tom. It was a great privilege talking to you.
It was lovely meeting you.
And you're a fine, fit man for your age. That's what you are.
Yeah, lovely words to say, indeed. Yeah.
Lovely
indeed.
Stuff. And keep listening to the radio. And, of course, you can pick up Radio Kerry now on the internet, and you can pick up all the local matches and things like that. I have no doubt you, like me, aren't into the internet too much, but your sons and your grandsons will be able to keep you in touch.
They're boys that keep in touch with that in summer.
You're looking great and long life, Joe.
Thank you very much, indeed. That's lovely talking to you.